Thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com customer service department. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Well, you guys just sent me a response saying, oops, it looks like you've purchased this item before. Please contact customer service. I just barely purchased or was paying for secure astrologyanswers.com, and I bought the $29 for my transit reading. And then when I purchased the order, it came up and said, oops. So I've gone ahead and contacted you guys. Can I give you my email address, because that's how you contacted me, or what information can I give you to help reverse this? Because we need to reverse that I was charged again for the same order.
Can you provide the email address associated with the account?
SHELLI_RAE, all lowercase, at yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. And I see one purchase of the transit period guide for one charge of $29 on today, February 11th.
Okay. Well, what does that mean? Why would they?
That means that there's only one. Actually, first and foremost, I'm so sorry. Can you confirm the name associated with the account?
Shelley Bowen.
And your date of birth?
6/2/62.
Thank you. And I like the symmetry there. But yes, it means that you should only have one charge of $29, and your transit period guide is most likely not available yet. So let me check on availability, because it takes time for the transit period guide to become available. So I clicked on your account to go over. I clicked on what I would click on to go to your account, and it didn't take me to your account. It took me to the previous customer I was speaking with's account. So that, have you created an account at the website?
Oh, maybe not.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm supposed
to? Yeah, you would need to create an account at the website in order to access your product that you actually did purchase. That would be something that would definitely need to be done. Let's see. I can most likely help you out with that to make it really, or I can try to help you out with that to make it really easy for you. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Yes, thank you for your help and time.
You're very welcome. Oh, I think maybe, well, let's see. Yeah, that's not what I'm looking for right there. Oh, there we go. Because I have an email that I've already set up for this, but oh, that one just shows examples of how to create the account. Doesn't have the link. I need the link, or I could just go this way about it. Well, okay, let's see. But then again, it might be something that would be better for you to do. So I wanted to help you and just get it done and taken care of to make sure that the account gets created properly. Yeah, if I try it here, let's see. Oh, I see what the problem is. I think I know what the problem was. Let me try the access from the admin again. Yeah, you haven't created your password. And because the previous person, I was already technically logged into their account from having accessed their account to help them with fixing their account. That's why it pulled their account up. So it's nothing, it doesn't have you guys mixed up, nothing like that. So now when I click on to go to your account, the first thing that it wants is for you to set up your password. I could send you the link to that page, or I could just go ahead and get that knocked out and out of the way for you, and you could always change it to whatever you want it to be at a later time.
Okay, yeah, will you do that?
I will do it super fast. I can go ahead and create you a password that's really easy to remember if you want.
Okay, well, yeah, I usually do S-H-E-L-L-I, lowercase, and then uppercase R, and then lowercase A-E.
Okay, so lowercase S-H-E-L-L-I, uppercase R.
And then an A-E.
Lowercase? Okay, A-E. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
6262.
6262. Okay, let's see here. Okay, let's see here. Your account is created. Let's see. So when the account is created, it pops up on the screen. It says, "Congratulations, we are so excited that you purchased Transit Period Guide." And then it has a video that you can watch. So because you're not the one, you know, I don't think this is going to pop up again for you. I can send you the link to that video.
Well, I did watch the video. And then I backed out after I watched it and came back and clicked on charging or, you know, buying this package.
Oh, okay. It says, "And while I've got you here, let me invite you to our Astrology Answers exclusive Facebook community. In this private invite-only group, you will join other like-minded individuals who are on a similar path to greatness just like you. You've been invited here because you have shown an interest in bettering yourself and embracing guidance to assist you on your self-transformational journey. Do you want to accept the invitation?"
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Wait. Oh. See, you'd have to log into Facebook for that. So let me send you an email with these things that you're probably not going to get another chance to see because I'm the one that got into the account first. So, okay, I'll be as quick as possible. Here's the link to the YouTube video. Cause this one's probably different than the one that you saw before because it's specialized. Astrology Answers has a lot of different videos. A link to, I suppose this is a private Facebook group because it does say by invitation only. So you'll need the link to go to where you can get in. Because if you don't know this link, I don't think you can access it. Like by searching on Facebook, I don't think it would come up for you if you tried to search for this particular group because it's a private group, as far as I'm aware, because that's what it says. And then it says, "It's time to start your journey. Now you're ready to start creating your future. Explore our members area and take advantage of our elite team of metaphysical experts, daily and weekly horoscopes, and other great products, as well as our love and career horoscopes." Then it says, "Click here to get started." I click here, and then it takes me to a page that I'm going to send you a link to that I hope it takes you to the same page because I don't know what this is all about. It's like, it looks like a diploma or something, but it's not. At the top in the banner, it says "My Commitment." And then it says, "Before you access your Transit Period Guide, you must fully agree to commit to following the guide in order to see changes in your life. Please fill out the commitment form and come back to it at any time. It will act as a promise to yourself to push yourself to create change in your life. Simply fill in the blanks below and answer it with an open heart." And then it says, "I, Shelley, commit to reading, following, and writing in my transit period journey for at least 4 weeks in a row starting February 11th. Requesting a transit period guide is really important to me because, and then it gives you three little blank areas that you can type, you know, why it's important to you. And then below that, it says, if I finish 4 weeks of participating in this transit period journey, I will reward myself with, and then it gives you a space to enter what you're going to reward yourself with. So basically what it is it's like, you know, it's like a motivational thing. And then it's also interactive so that it makes it more personalized for you. And maybe in a lot of cases, and maybe even for you, it creates more motivation and commitment for the person to follow through with sticking to their transit period guide. So that's what that's all about. I'll send you a link to it. And it says you can come back to it at any time. So I hope this link works. I'm just going to call it link to commitment. Because I don't know what else to call it. I've never done this part before, so I thank you for bearing with me, because this is a good time for me to have a great learning experience. And I apologize that it's at your expense of your time.
Can I ask where you are?
I'm in Alabama.
What state are you? That's like that. That's cool.
Let's see here. Links to astrology, let's see, answers, video, private Facebook group, and commitment. Okay, that'll work. And I just want to check on that link really quickly about the commitment, make sure it works. Yeah, I clicked on the link and it took me over, and it had your name on the form. So the link that I'm sending to you is going to get you where you need to go. All the links are going to get you where you need, where they say they're going. So I sent that to your email address, and I can wait for you to verify receipt of the email. That's not a problem.
Okay. Hold on one sec.
No problem.
Hello, are you still there?
I am still here.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I did receive it. It took a second. I had to go into the find the YouTube or Yahoo app and go into it. It didn't show up on my phone, so it was sent. So thank you.
You're very welcome. Was there anything else that I could assist with today? Well, actually, one more thing that I wanted to check on, because I didn't get a chance to check on it, and I meant to check on it, and that is the availability of the transit period guide. And it says that your transit period guide is being prepared now. Come back after 23 hours, 19 minutes, and 5 seconds.
Okay.
And you can access your transit period guide if you click on, when you're logged into your account, if you click on My Library, that'll take you over to your library. And then in the upper left, you'll see your transit period guide, and you can click on that, and then it'll take you over to where you can choose to view the transit period guide.
Okay.
All right.
Go to my library, and then what?
Okay, so you would click on My Library, and then on the next page, it's going to have a bunch of different things, some of which I think are actually free for you to be able to view. Say, for example, one of the things that says you can have career success, and if you click on it, it'll load up a PDF file, which is actually the book about how you can have career success. And then you can read it if you want. It doesn't cost you anything. So if anyone was interested in that, they could learn some skills there. Knowledge is power, they say. So any of these extra things that you can read for free, feel free to take advantage of them. But for your transit period guide, that's going to be the very first thing, and it's going to be in the upper left. And if you're on the computer, when you place your mouse there, it's going to pop up and say Transit Period Guide V2, and it's going to have a button that says View. You just click on that button that says View, and then I think if it's ready, it may just go ahead and load it up for you. But if not, it'll take you over to the next page where you can choose to view the Transit Period Guide.
Okay.
And, of course, poking around in the website, you know, clicking on My Library and clicking on the different things there certainly, you know, isn't going to hurt anything. So you can, you know, poke around the website all you want and get and familiarize yourself with it. And maybe you'll find some interesting material to read or something that would bring you some enjoyment. But would there be anything else that I could assist with currently here at astrologyanswers.com customer service department?
No, just tell me your name.
Miles.
Miles, you're a good soul. I sure appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. You're very welcome. I really appreciate that. And I'd like to thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com customer service department. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope that you have a good day.
Me too. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.